Track 3, Internal War. On the last track, we discussed addiction as a process, the two common behaviors of addicts, acting out and nurturing through avoidance, as well as the three aspects to an addict's relationship with his or her drug, which are an object's predictability, misplaced priorities, and confusion of intensity for intimacy, and the calculating the costs exercise. On this track, we will discuss the internal struggle addicts face, as well as some techniques to get their rational adult voice and feeling child voice to compromise. In clients with addictive personalities, as you are aware, you may often see an internal conflict, struggle, or all-out war. I have found that this internal war is often between two voices. As you know, one voice originates in the right-thinking brain. It reflects childlike thought patterns and often is referred to as intuition. The second voice operates out of the left-thinking brain. This voice is rooted in adult thought processes and can be classified as reasoning. The left-thinking brain voice is often reflective of parental roles and values instilled in the client as a child. Have you found, like I have, that your client's subconscious is often in a conflict between these two voices? The child's voice is often locked in addictive thought patterns, and the adult voice is aware that it is in his or her best interest to learn. In an ideal situation, the adult voice reflects not just rational thought and reasoning abilities, but the adult voice also reflects parental values, or as in TA, transactional analysis, the parental voice can be thought of as separate from the adult. This adult's voice would take the child's voice into consideration when reasoning. This adult's voice that takes the child's voice into consideration, I would term a positive adult voice. When the adult and child voices are constantly battling, though, it is a negative adult voice. The rational side will ignore the needs of the child's voice or the intuition. Here's an example. Amanda, age 35, addicted to cocaine for the last 2 years, was going through a divorce. She was concerned about custody of her two children. Although Amanda wanted to keep her children, she not only had her addiction to cocaine, but a history of alcohol abuse since she was in her early 20s. Amanda found herself in an inner struggle. Her intuitive, or child voice, demanded she fight for custody, while her rational adult voice knew and argued that children would be better off in the hands of her father. "I couldn't think," Amanda said. "Every time I tried to decide what to do, my mind would jump around. After a while, I would get tired of trying to think about what was best for custody with my kids." Exhausted of thinking about custody, Amanda would be unable to make a decision whether to fight for her kids or not. As you know, when decisions are reached by the addictive personality, it is often at the expense of the child voice because the adult voice is so authoritative. The person ultimately neglects the inner child. As I have observed signs in clients dealing with inner turmoil between their child voice and adult voice, I have noticed 9 common signs of this internal conflict. These 9 common signs of internal conflict are feeling obsessive, compulsive, or addictive, procrastinating, fighting or arguing with others, depression, dissatisfaction, irritability, exhaustion, anxiety, and tension. Depression and exhaustion, I have found, are often the most common signs. Those with this type of parent, child, adult inner conflict also suffer from an inability to think clearly, as was the case with Amanda. With voices constantly bickering inside the mind, it is nearly impossible to think clearly, have good judgment, or make good decisions. A client dealing with an internal conflict between the child and parent voices will never win the war. Neither voice can win, and even if one did win, the other voice loses. This leaves the client essentially operating at only half power. If the child's voice wins, the more rational voice loses, and the client still has difficulty thinking clearly. If the parent voice wins, the intuitive, feeling voice loses, and the client will be unable to feel feelings. The only way to resolve an inner conflict is to get the two voices to negotiate and work together. A compromise like this can create what is essentially a team, both intuitive and rational, thoughtful yet feeling. There are 2 techniques I have found to help resolve this inner conflict simply by acknowledging the inner child. One technique I have found helpful with clients is what I call the photo technique. I have clients find a photo of themselves as a child. I then ask them to study the photo. I ask if they love the child in the photo, and if they can relate to it. After this, I have them write down a few words about their inner child. I'm sure you've used this photo technique. It is truly an oldie but a goodie. But perhaps you are currently treating a client that may benefit from bringing in a photo. Perhaps you've overlooked or forgotten about this technique. I also use what I call the drawing exercise. Using crayons or colored pencils, I have my clients use his or her non-dominant hand to draw a picture of him or herself as a child. We then talk about their decisions in color choice and activity in the drawing. This goes a long way in getting my clients to acknowledge their inner child. The benefit to them will be that they will be able to compromise with the child voice. Acknowledgement of its existence will help the child voice negotiate with the adult voice and come to peace. These exercises can be used with clients like Amanda. Once she acknowledges her child voice and understands its wants and needs, she may be better able to negotiate with it much more effectively. On this track, we have discussed the internal struggle addicts must face. We talked about the 9 common signs of internal conflict, as well as some techniques, like the photo technique and the drawing exercise, to get the 2 dueling sides of their internal conflicts to compromise. On the next track, we will talk about overcoming resistance, as well as the finding the trouble spot technique. Question 3. What are 9 common signs of the internal conflict between the parent, child, and adult sides of the addict's personality?